Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I am very pleased and honoured to be joined by filmmaker Majid Majidi. Thank you very much for joining us, presenting the film Sun Children. Oh, fantastic, amazing film, very powerful, and I'm really happy to talk with you about it. Just to start, because this is one of the first times that, well, it probably is the first time that the film is screened, our listeners may not know about it. So would you say a few words to introduce the story, and we will talk about it a little more later.
It's about working children. The film is mainly about working children because it's a catastrophe. When you look at it in the whole world, in the whole universe, it's not specific to one region or one country. It's an international problem, and it has to be addressed somehow, sometime. And we have 152 million working children in the whole world, and this is the official number. We don't know the exact number. And if we don't take care of this problem, it's going to hit hugely the universe, I think. It's a problematic that has to be addressed. So I think we have to address this problematic because we have to look at societal problems as family problems. If you don't take care of a problem in your family, it's going to hit the whole every member of the family. Therefore, each and every one of us is responsible toward these kids. These kids, they have to work anyway because they have to take care of their households. They cannot work, that's for sure. But we have to provide them with the possibility of having some kind of an education, to go to school. This has to go in parallel with their work. We can't let them just go into life without being educated. And that's what I hope, and I'm sure that everybody's going to be sensitive to this topic because it's something that concerns us all.
Absolutely. You know, this story, just to tell our listeners about the story itself, follows four children who are also workers looking for a treasure but obviously being exploited. Is it true that these children are also workers themselves in real life?
Yes, yes to your question. These are kids really from the streets, selling items in the undergrounds and selling things all over the city. These are the real kids. And the most problematic, the hugest challenge for me in making this film was to do the casting, because I saw many of them, thousands, I have to say, and I chose them, but there were many kids that could have done the job as well. But, well, at some point you have to choose, and I chose them. The result shows that they have so much potential, and we have to be attentive to these potentials and make it bring the best out of them. Because the societal problem, if we don't take care of it, not only for them, to make their life better, but it's going to hit back the society, and the society is going to be in trouble if they don't take care of them. They can be educated, they can bring so many good results to the society, or they can become criminals, drug addicts, and bring the problems back to the society. So it's a two-way street. We have to be very, very at it. It's a challenge, but it's a universal challenge that we have to take care of. Now, Ali, the other kid, the boy, that unfortunately couldn't come to Venice because he tested positive to the COVID test. He was so impressive that even though we didn't have a screening, national screening in the country, just few private screening, but already few film companies are asking him to play for them in some movies, some projects, and I'm sure in few years he's going to be a superstar in Iran.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the time has run out. I have maybe time for one quick question. I would have lots more questions to ask, yeah. But I want to talk about the fact that the main setting of this film is a school, not only where the kids are looking for this treasure, but also, of course, does it draw attention to education, the importance of education in perhaps solving this issue?
Yes, this is exactly the point. I want to show how education is important and how they are the metaphor of the film. That's the metaphor of the film. They are looking for the treasure, but they are themselves the treasure, and education is the key point to open the treasure.
Right. I'm happy we got that point on the interview as well. And I'm happy to have talked with you. It's been a pleasure. And I recommend our listeners, the film is called Sun Children. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.